Friends, Romans, countrymen, it's Stage Direction with Alice Canton.
We are Alice-less today because she's down in the mighty southern capital of Christchurch. But we're not alone. We've got the wonderful Grace and Batanai from an incredible show that is on at the Basement Theatre at the moment called Seven Methods of Killing Kylie Jenner. Kia ora, how are you both?
Good.
This is, I mean, the title alone is quite striking, but this is a show that I have, I think, not heard so many people hype up a piece of theatre for a very long time. There is a lot of excitement about this. I think we should start with the premise because it's very interesting. Who would like to take that one? Grace, Beth and I, who would like to talk about the premise of this show?
Oh, thanks for that, Gracie. Really appreciate that.
But then yeah, tell us about it.
Yeah, so I guess the premise of the my voice is croaky. I'm absolutely healthy and fine, but again, just been doing a lot of shows.
Hard out.
But the premise essentially is firstly, the main theme is about two best friends that are kind of trying to navigate how they both move through the world very individually, one as a light skin and one as a darker skinned black person, and how they have conversations around that. It's also, I think, about the just about how much praise that white counterparts, especially celebrities, can change their bodies, where as black people we are told that all of those things are bad or they make us ugly or whatever. And so I think it's about it's about that, but also about Twitter and all social media and how things can kind of ramp up so quickly and get so violent when people actually are just wanting to get their voices heard. I would say that's like a little bit about it without giving too much away.
Hard
Gracie,
out.
Do you want to add anything?
No, I think you hit the nail on the head there.
Absolutely. I think one of the things that has struck me about this, Button, though you kind of mentioned it there, you don't want to talk too much about the show because there's so much to give away, if that makes sense. It's one of those things where if you explain the premise too much, you kind of give away all of the secrets. And this is a very loaded, beautiful, moving and fairly intense show as well. I wondered what it's like for you both as performers to do this, because it's very it's just you guys, you know, kind of holding it down. Grace, what's it like to be on the stage telling this story?
I mean, for me, it's really amazing. It's not often that you get handed a script that is solely centered around the black experience, especially in like New Zealand. So it's really a joy to do the work. It's very rigorous. It's very text heavy. It's very physical. And it's a two-hander, obviously, so it's just me and Butt and I on stage for the whole time. B's on stage for the whole time. I get two breaks. and it's an hour and a half. And what's it like performing it? It's intense, but it's very rewarding. But it is, we are discussing a lot in 90 minutes. So I do find myself coming off the stage, like every night is a different bag of emotions. But I think that's also the beauty of this work, like even the actors. I mean, it's also the beauty of theatre, but every night we feel something different or something becomes clearer or you hear something differently. And it's written by Jasmine Lee Jones, and it's just written so beautifully that you're always finding something new. And so that's what it's like performing it. It's intense, but it's also very beautiful and rewarding at the same time.
I think that sounds like a real joy to have a script that just keeps on giving. And it sounds like maybe, I mean, all live theatre is very dependent on an audience as well. And that's something that I think we're all learning not to take for granted anymore, is actually having people watch something really changes it. How has the response been from people who you've talked to who've come to see this show? What's some of the conversations you've found yourself sort of having in your real lives about this? Because as you say, it's not necessarily a script that we see a lot of here in New Zealand. Button, how about your thoughts on that?
Yeah. I think, like, for me, the biggest response that we've heard is, especially afterwards, is that it's so moving and it's so, again, like we've said multiple times today, there's so much. So I think the first initial responses that we get is actually just being like, we're in awe, you're absolute athletes out there, but also there is just so much text, yeah. Like, and you are getting through it. Like, one person said that the words are like butter in our mouths, and I think that also just comes down to, I guess, me and Grace really speaking the truth about that, because we can't separate our lived experience from this. It's not putting on something extra to meet the character. Essentially, yeah. We are the characters. So yeah, it's like people are absolutely blown away. They have been crying. They've been laughing with us. Feel like they can absolutely be audible, but they have said that it's taken like at least 3 or 4 days for them to really process everything on a very like surface level, and it'll continue to be, I guess, churning in their brains for the next like week or month or whatever. So I think that, like I said, the immediate response is not a lot, just a lot of gratitude and being like, how did you do that? But I think in the next coming weeks, we're going to actually be having more conversations with people on how they found it.
So tell us about your respective characters, because obviously when you have a show where there's just two people or two characters at the centre of it, those personalities, those conflicts are what drive the narrative. Tell us about each of your characters. Grace, who are you portraying?
So I play a character called Kara, and she's a queer, light-skinned, mixed-race woman moving through the world. And basically, B's character, Cleo, Kara is her best friend. So that's who my character is.
And who are you? And who's Cleo, Matanai?
Cleo is a firehouse. She is she is big, she's intelligent, and is an absolute word whiz. Yeah, again, like what Gracie said, Kara and Cleo have been best friends for years. Yeah, I would say that like a lot of the stuff that Cleo shares with Kara is stuff that she probably wouldn't share with anyone else in the same depth. So yeah, that is Cleo, who also has like a, I guess, a different character that she plays on social media to say some of the stuff that she says. Yeah.
I think one of the things that I've heard most people I know who've been to see it so far kind of come away with is everybody said it feels very, very right now. Like they've not been to see a piece of theatre that's felt so immediately of the moment as this. And I think what you were both saying about it actually takes a long time to process something like this, maybe that's also because it is quite reflective of where we're at in the world. So you're actually sort of having to process what's going on for your like actual life at the same time as the play you've just seen. I think it's a really remarkable thing to be able to watch some theatre that is so showing you immediately what's happening, and it's selling out. People are buying these tickets up pretty bloody fast. This is my little neat segue into the promo side of things here. You are sold out for tonight, and pretty much the rest of the week is heading in that direction. So if people do want to head along and see the 7 methods of killing Kylie Jenner, where are you guys doing it? What's the deal? Where can people go and see this?
We are doing at Basement. Wow. We're doing it at Basement Theatre in like City Centre. Our shows are at 8 p.m. But also, Gracie, would you like to tell them the new news that has come about?
Yes, of course. I'd love to. So, and also you can find tickets at silo.co.nz.
Nice.
Or you can head up the Silo Instagram, and there's like a lots of links. I don't, what are those drop boxes called with lots of links?
They're in the bio. Anyway,
link in bio.
Yeah, link in bio, exactly. And we've been, they're adding shows.
Let's go.
So we've got a matinee added onto the 11th and onto the 18th of June. So, and the 18th, our closing night as well.
Fantastic.
So yeah, hopefully everyone that can see it, wants to see it, needs to see it, and should see it can come along, because they've added some shows.
And also our shows on Sunday are at 5 o'clock.
Nice. Early shows. We like that. To, you know, school night vibes, it's good. You can still go see some theater and have a good time. Hey, Busnai, Grace, thank you so much for chatting with us about this amazing show, The 7 Methods of Killing Kylie Jenner. Best of luck for the rest of the season, and we'll see you soon.
Thank you.
Thank you so much. Bye. See you later. Bye.
That was Stage Direction with Alice Canton.